Good morning. This is Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Today we're going to talk about deworming. A lot of times people come in and say they want to worm their cat. Well, you don't really want to worm your cat. You want to deworm your cat. So we're going to talk about getting rid of worms in cats and dogs as well. What type of worms do animals get? They get heartworms. Heartworms are not like other worms because they live in the bloodstream. They actually live in the heart. That's where they get their name. Most commonly, a problem for dogs. In our area, we have not seen any in cats. In very high endemic areas, we see them in cats, but they're really not too serious of a problem in most cats. Ones we talk about the most are intestinal worms, the ones that live inside the intestinal tract. So first, how do they get worms? Well, the first way that most dogs and some cats get them is they're born with them. The national statistic is that 85% of all puppies born in the United States are born with worms. Now, that seems really high to me, but do you know what? We deworm every puppy just because of that. Once you get a new puppy, one of the things you want to do is make sure they're on a good worming protocol. Right now, the national association that deals with worms says that you should worm puppies every 2 weeks, starting at 4 weeks of age. We don't usually get that done with most puppies, but we do a good job of deworming when they come and see us. So, what kind of worms do you get? You get roundworms, hookworms, whipworms, and tapeworms. All of those worms, except the tapeworm, they get by eating poop. Sounds ugly and nearly nasty, and you say, well, my dog never does that. Well, what happens is your dog goes for a walk and steps in someone's fecal material that's didn't bother to pick it up and comes home and he says, oh my goodness, my foot's dirty, I'll clean it up. Well, that's how it happens. The other thing you have to remember is, how do dogs greet each other? Well, they kind of identify each other by smelling the rear end. Happens to be a little poop there and he licks his nose. It's a good way. It's transfer from poop to mouth for roundworms, hookworms, and whipworms. Tapeworms are spread by the animal eating rodents or eating fleas. If you do a good job of flea control, you won't get that type of tapeworm. And if your animal doesn't have access to any rodents, and we're talking about, mice, rats, squirrels, rabbits, those types of animals, then they're probably not going to ever get tapeworms. How do you go about diagnosing worms? Well, a couple ways. One thing is that you can see tapeworms. They're little white things. They look like a piece of rice. They may walk off from the poop sample. They kind of move like an inchworm. Those you can see. The only reason you ever see roundworms is if there's so many, there's not a room for them, and they die and pass out, or you'll see them after we deworm them. Whipworms and hookworms you will never see. They are the most dangerous ones. They both suck blood. You can actually have an animal killed by hookworms and by whipworms. They're very nasty. If you want one of the two, hookworms are better because they're easier to get rid of out of the environment. Whipworms, once you get whipworms on your farm or on your lawn, then you're going to have them forever. They just simply are so hardy, you just simply cannot get rid of them. We diagnose them by bringing us a poop sample. Now, we don't just get our finger in there and rummage around in that. We mix that with a sugar solution, and that causes the eggs that the worms lay that are in the poop to rise to the surface. Then we take those off, look at them under the microscope. We can not only tell if your dog has worms, but what kind of worms, because each worm has its own kind of egg. Most of the time, we can diagnose the worms, tell you exactly what's wrong with them. Then we can give you a medication that's going to work for you. So how do you treat them? There are several things on the market. One is Parantrol. That one is fairly good against roundworms and hookworms. We have Panicure, which is okay, except you have to give it 3 days in a row, wait 10 days and give it 3 days in a row, and it's a liquid. So kind of inconvenient for some people. But that gets roundworms, hookworms, whipworms, and tapeworms. Drontal Plus gets all of them. It's a tablet, works very well. We also have Profender for cats, which is fairly new on the market, and we really like Profender because you put it on their back like you do a flea treatment, and it deworms them. And we had an experience in the office to test this on our own, and believe me, it really works. Within 24 hours, you're seeing worms pass. Very good product. Sometimes we have to go to products like Trifexis and Revolution. Those are products to help prevent whipworms from recurring, and you're going to be on those for life, probably. If you get whipworms in your yard, you are going to have to fight them forever. There is not a way to get rid of them. They don't freeze. They don't dry up very well in the hot sun. They just are there forever. If you think you have worms, bring us a stool sample, and remember it needs to be fresh, and bring it to the Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa. Our phone number is always 243-2121.